Picture this. You've broken something in your hip, and you're going to be out of commission for who knows how long while you get a transplant, then slowly heal. That's the past. Today, your options are much better. You can recover faster with no mobility restrictions and even get back to your old level of mobility and activity. All you need is a top surgeon experienced in the latest techniques, like the experts at MSK Doctors. You can even book your own appointment at the link I left in the description. After my podcast is over, if you please. Let's back up a little though, so I can tell you just what your options are and how they're so improved. The short version is, this isn't your grandpa's hip replacement surgery. Technology, techniques, and medicine have come a long way, even in just the past decade. And this is a perfect example. We all know how a traditional hip replacement works, right? It's a grueling surgery, and when you're done, it's only the beginning. It's hard to move, there's a fair amount of pain, a lot of stiffness, and you get to spend months learning how to walk again, very slowly. That's what the newest technique is called, is practically the opposite, for one simple reason. Most of the problems from a traditional surgery are caused by all the surgical trauma required to install your new hip. There are a lot of muscles, tendons, and other important bits in the way, and traditionally, the best option was to cut them to make a path. What if we didn't, though? That's the premise behind the spare technique. It spares all that damage to your hip, so there's a lot less that you have to heal afterward. Let's discuss what to expect and why. Before you make a decision, let me tell you a little about how this new technique works. From your perspective, I would tell you how it works from a surgeon's perspective, but I assume the answer is magic, because it's just that much better. When you go in for your appointment, which you can book on your own, did I mention that? MSK Doctors is a private clinic offering advanced medicine, and they do things differently. They don't believe in waiting lists. So your appointment is always right away, and they don't require GP referrals. You can book an appointment anytime, on your own, from their website. Now where was I? Oh yes, the surgery. The important thing is this. When you wake up, you can practice standing, and even walking with crutches, right then and there. Within 24 hours, you can go home, and you can bend any way you want. There are no mobility restrictions. If you're familiar with hip transplants, that's a big deal, because normally you're not allowed to twist, bend, or rotate in certain ways for weeks or months afterward. That's because all the muscles around your hip, with a normal surgery, would be cut or damaged. With spare, they're absolutely fine, though maybe a little sore at first. If you take that idea, of all the muscles still being in good condition, and think about it, it's no surprise that spare also leads to a faster recovery, and a faster return to your full mobility range. They were never cut in the first place, so there's not a lot of rehabilitation to do, and you'll be back on your feet a lot sooner than you expect. To be clear, you shouldn't try to do jumping jacks or go for a run right after your surgery, but if you could do those things before, you should be able to do them again once you heal. With all those muscles and tendons intact, of course there's going to be less pain, both short and long term, but have you considered that there's also less risk? In clinical trials, comparing the spare technique to traditional hip replacement surgery, spare was proven to significantly reduce the risk of post-operative dislocations. That's great news, because there is nothing good that comes from a dislocated hip. However, there is one more option you should know about. It's your choice, and you have options. By now, you've probably realized that I'm a big fan of spare, personally. And that's true. What you may not know is that I couldn't care less about the scarring. I hear chicks dig scars or something like that, but what if you do care? I'll admit, there is one drawback to the spare technique. It leaves a visible scar. It's not larger than usual, it's not extra visible, but it is on your hip, and if that concerns you, ask about bikini. Not the clothing, but the surgery. Bikini is a new technique that offers many of the same benefits as spare, but it also helps to hide the scarring. Of course, they can't make it invisible or make it not happen, but they can hide it in your hip line, where no one is likely to see it. Just take this one piece of advice. If you're going with bikini, get an experienced surgeon who's done it before. It's a new technique, and from the studies I've seen, the best, least visible scarring is accomplished by surgeons who have actual experience with bikini already. If you're not sure where to look, might I suggest MSK Doctors? They're experts at both spare and bikini, and can even help you decide which is best for you. You can visit their website at the link I dropped in the description to learn more about both techniques, or to book your appointment with one of their specialists. No referral required. The podcast is over now. You can go ahead and click the link. Thanks for listening.